Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons coverage now. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is presented by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and is brought to you in part by Hatfield Pork Products, the W Sauce, and Shake Shack.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Monday Night Football. Falcons and Raiders probably not going to have a huge audience outside of Atlanta and Los Angeles and Southern Nevada. Not exactly a marquee game, but it's not a game you can move. Somebody, I was on, Joe Patrick, is our Falcons insider with John Fricke. We're talking here till the bottom of the hour when we'll take you to the network coverage. I was on with a friend of mine named JT the Brick. I had known JT forever. Called me from Vegas. He does his show in Vegas. And so I was on Tuesday night, I think. And he said, hey, come on with me and talk to me about, you know, this game, Tuesday or Wednesday last week. And he says, hey, do the Falcons fan, did you ever think that they could maybe, you know, change this game, flex this game out? And I said, I don't think they can flex till next week and till the final 2 weeks. And he said, yeah, but did you think that anybody might not come out? Like, look, everybody, see, the problem with going to a game, you cannot move a game in Vegas.
Right.
Right, Joe?
Right.
Because it isn't so much that the fans have booked flights and the fans have booked hotels. It's that's the game that Arthur Blank takes all of his, the A&B takes all their corporate sponsors to. They pick a game, right? What game are you taking them to?
Well, I guess it's this one.
They load up. Yeah, right. They load up the big plane and they take you to a game every year. They do this, okay? You get your big sponsors, you pay for it, you know, hey, listen, we'll put you up, we'll get you tickets, we'll put you on the big plane, and they take you out. And of course they're going to Vegas with all their sponsors.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's where, I mean, I feel like it will be kind of hard to flex the Raiders out of these types of games because of these travel considerations. And not, and you mentioned it, you kind of poo-pooed it a little bit there, I thought, but I think it's a legitimate point, which is that if the NFL wants Vegas to be a bit of a destination site for other NFL fans to be coming to then change that game 12 days ahead of time doesn't make a lot of sense for serving their own fans. So I think they have to give 12 days notice before, once they get into the flexing point of the schedule, before they can flex. And so obviously that's not conducive for away fans coming to try to visit the Sin City and do the whole NFL thing.
All right, you've been to Vegas many times, I trust.
No, well, I've been one time, not many times. Oh, not a fan, honestly. Yeah. Not a fan. I like gambling, too.
I love Vegas.
But
oh, I love
it. It's a little much for me.
I love everything.
It's just sensory overload for me. But go ahead.
Oh, please. It is sensory overload, but there's no place on earth like it.
There is definitely no place on earth like it. I was there for a work event, too, so maybe that kind of colors my opinion of it.
Oh, no, you got to go with the boys.
Right, right.
You got to go with the boys, okay?
Maybe a lot worse.
I don't want to know, though. How many nights I've spent in Las Vegas in my life, I literally, if you told me it was 200, I believe you. I mean, I've been there so many times. Matter of fact, I've been there so much. Did you see the Fountains of Bellagio when you were there?
Of course. Yeah.
Those are mine. I paid for them.
What? Oh, yeah, right. Well done, well done.
I want
That's why I can't go there. That's why I can't go there anymore, honestly.
Yeah. I know. Let's catch all the fans up on the latest news going into this game as it revolves around availability here. Unfortunately, Kirk Cousins is healthy and will play. Troy Andersen is now out, correct?
Yeah, he's out. He's out for the season. Year. They've put him on IR as of this afternoon. This afternoon. So, yeah, really disappointing. Really disappointing for a player who I really think is kind of the straw that stirs the drink for this defense, even though he's not the most talented player. The traits that he brings allows other players to be in much more in positions that are much more, they're able to affect the game a lot more. And Troy is able to kind of solve different problems for you. And it would have been great to have him in this game to cover a guy like Brock Bowers. But yeah, unfortunately, he won't be out there for the Falcons the rest of the year. And what has ultimately been an injury-plagued career for him so far.
Well, and the Raiders, who have been bitten by injuries, 2-11 on the year, they lose their star Max two X's, and he is out. I guess he's out for the year too, right?
He is out for the year. Yep, he's going to have surgery on a ankle sprain that he suffered, I believe, in week two this year, and then was playing through it for a while. The production was down because of that, but still was kind of getting it together here coming to this point. But I guess he re-aggravated it in the last game.
So no Max Crosby for the Raiders. Also now no Gardner Minshew and no Aiden O'Connell. So they have to go to the third string guy. I mean, it's just our luck.
Who is the third string? Oh.
DoorDash Dez. I mean, we're playing.
There it is. We were waiting, John. We had a bet on when that name would come out.
You know, I just – the idea that we have to play against DoorDash. I mean – and somebody, JT actually in that interview says, why do you call him DoorDash? I said, because he did ads for DoorDash, you know, and he just sort of stuck.
Yeah, that was,
I was like, oh, that's a better career opportunity for you there, Desmond, than quarterback in the NFL. You should just do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you do that ad, I mean, those are the kinds that you better be good, because otherwise those are the jokes that are going to befall you. And, yeah, certainly that has happened to him, which is disappointing. But hey, he can maybe make up for it all for himself by, you know, vindicating with a big win over his former team. And that would certainly be a dagger, and I think a regime defining kind of, or a regime changing kind of night if that were to happen tonight. So a lot on the line.
Yeah, that's why I ask you in the last segment here. Terry Fontenot's job is on the line. I mean, to me, there's just no doubt about it. I don't know that Raheem's job is on the line so much, but Raheem's job is on the line to the degree that Terry Fontenot's job is on the line.
Right.
Because remember, Terry Fontenot did not hire Arthur Smith, okay? Arthur Smith was hired, then Terry Fontenot was hired. So this was his first head coaching hire. When you hire, if you were to move on from Terry Fontenot at the end of the year, then whoever GM you bring in is going to go, well, if you want me to come in here, I'm bringing in my guys. You know, he's not going to say, I'm just inheriting a staff. He doesn't. That's not the way it works. Mostly, unless you hire the coach prior to hiring the GM, like they did with Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot. Because if they had hired Terry Fontenot before hiring Arthur Smith, odds are there could have been a different coach in there. You know, so I don't know what kind of job security. I want Raheem. Look, I like Raheem. You know him. I like him.
Yeah.
We all like him. We all want him to be the head coach for 12 to 15 years.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, it would be perfect. I want to make staff changes. That's the other frustrating thing about this. Joe, you look at their staff: Dave Huxtable, Jerry Gray, Barrett Rood. They've got guys who can coach.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't forget yesterday how to coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
these are proven veteran coaches.
But they've got, you know, it's interesting, and I think part of this is just down to the way that the NFL works, but. You know, they've got a first-time play caller in on offense in Zach Robinson and Jimmy Lake on defense, who's, you know, first-time play caller in the NFL calling plays defensively. So that's a pretty bold move. And you've got more experience, arguably, in, like, the ranks underneath those guys on their staffs in terms of just working with NFL players and being around the game. I mean, Zach Robinson in particular is quite young, so... yeah, a bold decision by Raheem Morris that, you know, I don't think it's paid off, quite frankly. We talked about this earlier in the show, but, you know, this just doesn't seem like a really well-run operation, really on either side of the ball right now.
This segment of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this football season at mancavestore.com. John Fricke, Joe Patrick with you. Again, bottom of the hour, Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson, network pregame show, and then we will have the call of the game with Wes and Dave from Reliance Stadium in Las Vegas, Falcons and Raiders tonight. What do you expect out of Kirk Cousins at this point? Again, 8 interceptions, no touchdowns, hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in 6 weeks. That's almost an astonishing stat.
Mm-hmm.
Last touchdown pass was early third quarter against the Cowboys 6 weeks ago. Is he going to snap out of his funk? Do you have any inside information? You're our insider.
Yeah.
Give me some inside information that leads you to believe that Kirk Cousins is going to actually produce.
John, you won't believe this. I actually talked to Kirk Cousins on the side. He told me he's going to play good in this game. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Good.
Kidding. But in all seriousness, I do think that he will snap out of it tonight. I mean, this is not a talented team. And I know that it sounds crazy to say that about a quarterback who – has obviously thrown 8 interceptions since his last touchdown pass in these last 4 games. But, ultimately, and while it has looked like Desmond Ridder at times last year, and just in terms of how bad the interceptions have been, ultimately they are different players, and Kirk Cousins has been through the wars of the NFL before, and I just have to believe that he knows that his job is on the line and that he has to play well, and he doesn't have to do anything crazy against this Raiders team other than not turn the ball over. And so I think that he might be maybe a little bit frustratingly conservative. I do wonder if the game plan might also be quote-unquote conservative with them just leaning on the run game a lot more than they have. But I do expect Kirk Cousins to play better tonight. I do expect the Falcons to win tonight. I know that it's been all basically doom and gloom from us on this show because of the way that this last month plus has happened, has unfurled. But I have to believe that this team is going to come out and get the result that they need tonight against this team. Like we've been talking about, it's kind of lining themselves up for a draft pick in terms of getting their quarterback position solved.
Yeah, well, 9 teams have been eliminated so far. The Bears, the Jets, the Browns, the Jags, the Titans, Patriots, Panthers, the Giants, and the Raiders. They've been eliminated. Max Crosby's not playing. They're down to their third-string quarterback. If you can't win this game, then I give up.
Right, exactly.
If you can't win the Giants have the number one pick because they've been eliminated. You know, I mean, Daniel Jones is like backing up, you know, he's in Minnesota, you know, counting cash, sitting on the sidelines. I mean, for crying out loud, if you can't win the next 2 games, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, if you don't win tonight, I mean, everybody, like players, coaches, front office staff, everybody should feel like their head is, you know, on the proverbial chopping block, and they cannot complain about it. Like, you cannot complain about it if you cannot win these types of games, which are obviously extremely winnable and ones that you have to win if you want to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I just want it to come down to the final week. If the Falcons can make it come down to the final week, then maybe the Swampers can do us a solid.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
You know, we get Carolina at home, and we'll take our chances, and the Swampers do us a solid, right? I think the Swampers have to go to Tampa, though, I think. Yeah, I think that game's – I want to say it's in Tampa that last week. I'm pretty sure it is. We'll take a quick break as we get ready for the Falcons and Raiders. Yes, actually, I just looked it up. It is. As we get ready for the Falcons and Raiders tonight, first things first, let's see if the Falcons get back on the winning side for the first time since that Cowboys game all that time ago. All right? And taking it to the bottom of the hour on the network coverage on the Falcons flagship station, Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Go!
More Falcons coverage now. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is presented by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and is brought to you in part by Hatfield Pork Products, the W Sauce, and Shake Shack.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Monday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons, Las Vegas Raiders. 2 hours away from kickoff. We're going to take you in just a few minutes to Mike Johnson, Chris Goforth, and the Falcon Radio Network coverage of the pregame show leading into Wes and Dave's call from Reliance Stadium. John Fricke and Joe Patrick in an extended Wade Ford tailgate because of the Monday night game. What other little quick Joe Falcon note that kind of popped late today here? Mike Vick is back in the news, and he had a formal interview today to become the new head coach at Norfolk State in the HBCU, that's MEAC, right? Norfolk State? I think so. He's from Hampton Roads.
Yeah. Should be a homecoming for him. So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. It'd be great. Yeah. You know, he's from Newport. So, if he went to Norfolk State as a head coach, I think that'd be pretty cool.
It would be. I kind of hold out hope or I reserve, like how I think these things are going to go because sometimes with these small schools, you know, they convince a coach to come in, they tell him one thing, and then you get in the office and it's a totally different situation, different dynamic. You know, there's a lot not set up for you, and it can be, you know, come a much bigger job and an administrative job rather than a football coaching job. But I hope he gets his chance to coach. I think it'll be a good another chapter for him in his career.
Yeah, so best of luck to Michael Vick. Hopefully he gets that job at Norfolk State and starts his coaching career. That'd be pretty cool. I know a lot of Falcons fans saying, could we just hire him to be our coach? I mean, I know what you're saying. I get it. So the teams that have clinched already in the AFC.
I want him to come in and be the quarterback, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's actually not a bad idea.
Couldn't be much worse.
Mike, if you're listening. Mike. Wait, I know we're not playing the left-hander we got. Okay, anyway, in the AFC, Kansas City's clinched 13-1, but there's concern about Pat Mahomes' ankle, which has flared up again.
His annual ankle injury?
So, yeah.
Just seems to happen. He'll grit through it, though, I'm sure.
But is Kansas City like the worst 13-1 team you've seen in a while?
Oh, man. Yeah, just, probably. I mean, statistically, for
just
sure.
They're not very good.
Yeah, I know. They're not even a fun watch. Like, they're just not.
No.
They're boring. They're consistent. But, man, it's not like a consistency that's – doesn't seem like they're a team that's ripe for to like go on a postseason run, but who knows? Maybe they just keep winning these close games against good teams too. But it feels like they haven't really been challenged.
Buffalo is – well, unless they get – they've gotten a few – confidence. Anyway, Kansas City is 13-1. Buffalo's 11-3, Pittsburgh 10-4, Houston 9-5. They've all clinched. And you got Baltimore 9-5, Denver 9-5, Chargers 8. So, by the way, is Buffalo the fun team to watch in the NFL now?
Yes, I think by 100%. Buffalo. Yeah, 100% they are. And I went on a rant about that. I can't remember if it was on this show or not, but I actually do really dislike the Buffalo Bills now because I'm extremely jealous. They're having way too much fun. The fans are having too much fun. And, you know, I want to see some of that fun, you know, here, but it's not happening. But, yes, they are the funnest team.
In the NFC, Detroit, Philadelphia, and Minnesota Cold have all clinched. That leaves, Tampa certainly in the number four spot at the moment, game and a half ahead of the Falcons as we go into this game tonight. Rams, Packers, and Washington. So they're all vying, two of those teams, three of those teams to get in here. So we'll see. I mean, Falcons have an outside shot, but they got to start winning. Look, in their final four games, the Falcons have three of the worst teams, including the two worst teams back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't finish the year 3-1, you know, and be 9-8, that's going to do anything for you, but...
They've got a game against a 9-5 Washington team, and then the other three teams that they play don't have 9 wins combined between the three of them.
Right.
So, I mean, it's clear the Falcons at this point need to win all these games. They've got to go undefeated the rest of the year. That's the situation they put themselves in.
And what they really need now.
It's crazy that they have to win 4 games in a row now to get in the playoffs, where a couple weeks ago, Raheem Morris was saying, hey, we're in first place. We're still in good shape. And how quickly the tables can turn, and so drastically they've turned on the Falcons.
Well, and again, if they just take care of their own business and get a little bit of help, because that Tampa-Dallas game next week is the 8:20 Sunday night game. So if the Falcons can win tonight, then come home, beat the Giants, right? They'd be back above 500 on the year. They would put a little bit of pressure on Tampa going into that game in Dallas. You know, Tampa's going to, we got to win.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise the Falcons, with 2 games to go, will be back in first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's still there for the Falcons. Like, and I know it sounds crazy with what's happened these last 4 weeks, but they're still, I think that if they win all 4 games, they will get in. I would be interested to see what a projection would say about that. But they will technically need some help from some of these teams, the Seahawks, but they've lost their quarterback now. Obviously Washington, but they get a head-to-head against them, and they have some other tough games, like one against the Eagles in particular that they would need to lose. But I have to feel like this team will get in if they win the 4 games. I think the biggest question is whether they can actually win those games.
Yeah, and I do too. I think actually, if they win the four games, they win the division.
Okay.
I think Tampa will slip up somewhere.
Okay.
I think Tampa will slip up somewhere.
They do just need they need Tampa to lose once if they were to win all four. So yeah,
right, exactly. Happen. You know, they play at Dallas. They're home against Carolina, and they're home against the Swampers. So if they slip up once, if it's either at Dallas next Sunday night or against the Swampers, probably not against Carolina. I think, you know, they make one mistake and the Falcons win the division. But it's up to the Falcons to win a game, for crying out loud. Joe, are they going to win the game tonight, Joe?
Yeah,
are they
going to actually win? I think they will. I think they'll probably pull away late, but I do think they'll win this game. But they really need to. Do you think they're going to win this game? I feel like you've been more down on them so far than I have in the show.
Well, you know, I mean, I think they're going to win the game, but I mean, geez, I thought they would beat, the Swampers.
Right.
I thought that they would beat the Chargers. I mean, and they didn't.
Definitely,
and so
don't take our word for it.
It's like, okay, what can happen now?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I expect that Kirk Cousins is going to come out on the very first drive. He's going to throw a, 42-yard touchdown pass. And we'll go, okay, we're in the end. There's a flag on the play. Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Can see that already. Or a long Bijan run. I feel like that's when that would happen,
right,
too. Yeah, for an innocuous hold on the backside or something.
You know, geez. Yeah, right, exactly. For something way away from the play that didn't have anything to do with the play, and, we'll just find something. You know?
I respected Raheem Morris for recalling the last game a four turnover game, which he included the penalty that was called against Kentavious Street on that field goal, which really, that was a turnover.
Right.
I mean, that was an absolute turnover, and it cost him 4 points ultimately.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, of course, you couldn't really see it. I saw you saw the replay there. It's like, what was he? All right, let's say it was a penalty. What was he doing? Or let's say it was like a borderline thing. And why are you calling it a penalty? It had nothing to do with the play.
Right. Both ways, it's a little bizarre. But you can't have any of that stuff tonight.
Yeah,
got to play a clean game. Penalty, limit the penalties, and no turnovers. I have to think you're gonna. I think yeah.
Wait, you said Falcons a clean game in the same sentence.
Hey, it could happen.
God love you.
They'll get the ball off Ritter a couple times. I have to think.
Okay. Well, let's see if Desmond is still DoorDashing or not. Desmond Ritter. Oh, my God.
You thought you were done with him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I thought so. I thought we would never see him again. I did not expect this. It's like Dan Quinn's arrival I expected. This one is kind of new. Our thanks to Noel White. My thanks to you, Joe. Well, we'll see. You and I will be texting during the game.
I'm sure.
All right, here we go. Next time I see you, we'll be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll either be saying, okay, we still got a chance, or we'll be saying, oh, my God.
Something else. We'll be saying something else.
Yeah, right. Stand by for network coverage of the Falcons and Raiders. Pregame show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson around the corner. And the call of the game with Wes and Dave from Las Vegas. It is a Monday night football night for your Atlanta Falcons. All ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.